pretty good luck that your wife was able to recognize what was going on.
I didn't know what was the matter. And she rushed, the boys rushed me right on to the hospital. And that fella from Mobile was out. He was up there on weekends. They were short doctors. And he'd get a hold of me, you know, and he'd push and he'd shove and he'd work my arm and he'd get me a little leg, work it. And I was so sore next day. Well, I called up there and know how I was doing. I said, well, I'm mighty sore. I've had the rest of this doctor all night.
Did you ever pass out or?
No, I never did get unconscious. And before I got to Butler to the hospital, I got to where I could speak to where they could understand.
I guess it scared you when it happened.
No, I told the boy, told my nephew, I said, I don't dread dying. I know I got to go and I don't dread it. I don't want to get in a wreck and get tore up or get blown away or burnt up or something or other. I said, I know and I don't dread it.
Did you say that you had a heart attack also?
Yeah, that's a light heart attack.
So was that before the stroke?
All together, kind of.
Oh, I see.
All the same time.
But that's the only serious sickness you've ever had?
No, it is. Old Dr. Clark and Dr. Gurley, they operated on me. Before I had that, I had the shingles. And been down pretty well all the way, something like that.
What's that?
I hit something breaks out on you and makes you mighty sick.
Does it make you itch or?
Oh yeah, break out and get sore and headache. Boy, you just get sick. You just
run a fever and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I went to the doctor and he said it'd break out all on my arms up here and around, you know, and just he said, why, Uncle Henry, you got the shingles. Yeah. I said, I thought that was for babies. He said, well, old people has it too.
Huh.
He said, you're in for it. So last time I saw him, he said, you ain't never got over them and won't never.
Huh.
That mess. You just don't get over it.
You don't still have it, though, do you?
Well, I think once in a while it hurts me a little. It seems like it's settled right in here. Get sore.
Right, sir.
Uh-huh. Chest, sir.
Yeah. Have you always been a farmer, or did you ever?
No, I was raised on a little pea patch. I couldn't say it was a farm. Just a little pea patch, little Mustang mule to plow.
Mustang mule?
Yeah, them little fellas, you know. We're about 550, 600 pounds. We had a pair of them. And just, we couldn't say we had a farm, just had a pea patch. As you know, but 140 of land there. When I got up and got grown, I got kind of in a little business to myself. I used to own a sawmill. In the 30s, when everything went so bad, of course you don't know about it, but you heard about it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I went down, and from that, when I revived again, I went into the trucking business, logging, hookwood, stuff like that, till I had to retire. I had to retire when I was 66 years old, come home to my wife. She had got down helpless, and I had to come home to her then. Hadn't done nothing much since then, but just. And I raised cows, pretty good bunch of cattle.
Do many people in this part of the country raise cattle, or is it mostly crops?
No, he's got the worst cattle. My neighbor's right over here, the Manley's right over there joining me over there. They've been raising cattle, and I got a nephew here in my past that's got some cattle, but there's not as many in here as there used to be. They used to raise it right smart. There ain't nobody farming up and down this creek around here now.
They're right? What do they do?
Well, they work